Mm. They do take their cue to a certain degree from Paris, because Paris is the great centre of modern art, but they're changing it all the time. Think of someone like Toulouse-Lautrec painting the Can-Can girls. Well, this is an Italian artist, Gino Severini, and this is what he makes of the Can-Can. This is very much an artist who's read Marinetti's Futurist Manifesto, and he's interested in this idea that we are inhabitants of the machine age. And when he looks at the chorus line, it's as if he sees a group of people who've turned themselves into a kind of animated piston engine, their legs kicking.
Yeah, 12 piston going up.
It's almost like people becoming like the inside of a motor car. They were setting themselves quite a difficult task, which is to capture in a still frame a sense of movement. I mean, this picture, once you read the title, you can see the subject, girl running on a balcony.
It is there, the girls running on the balcony, literally. Like if it was like different frames of a moving image.
Yeah.
The farther you get, the more you can actually see the image moving. It takes really shape. It is brilliant.
One of the things I like about Futurism is that they're trying to break up the language of the past. But the real star of the movement was a man called Umberto Boccioni. Look at this. This is Boccioni's sort of masterpiece in sculpture. And it's called Unique Forms of Continuity in Space. It was based, how appropriate, for one of the masterpieces of Milan with its two great football teams, is based on the image of a football player